Quality proteins aren't just for special occasions. With Omaha Steaks, you get mouth-watering proteins delivered right to your door, individually packaged and portioned, so a great dinner is just minutes away. From Taco Tuesday to a weekend feast, taste the Omaha Steaks difference. Start getting flavorful proteins delivered today. Visit omahasteaks.com and get $35 off with promo code AUDIO at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code AUDIO. Terms apply. See site for details.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Over 40 members of the Defence Forces recently took part in an intensive four-day training exercise at Fort Davis in County Cork as part of a programme to turn them into the next leaders of the Defence Forces. Our Southern reporter Jamie O'Hara went to Fort Davis to meet with some of those taking part, and he joins me now. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, what exactly is this programme?
So, Pat, this is a very intensive course to become a non-commissioned officer, which it takes place in various locations across the country. But when I got to Fort Davis during what was probably the hottest day of the year, I spoke to Captain Joe Everett, and he explained what the course is all about.
Captain Joe Everett, I'm the course commander for the 26th Potential NCO course and the training officer for 1 Brigade Training Centre, Kongsbergs, Cork. This week we're in week 15 of 20 of the Potential NCO course. It's the junior leadership course that we have in the Defence Forces, those of private rank looking to become corporal. Week 15 specifically is military operations in urban terrain down here in Fort Davis. It is physically arduous, you can see the weather here today as well. So they'll be here for the next 3 days, but we'll take them through different stages of how to clear a building, how to enter buildings, high level, low level, how to attack a building, assault a building. I suppose up until now, before they came on the course, they were private soldiers in their units, so they would have been, I suppose, followers. So it's the very first time that we developed their leadership capability and their abilities so that they can draft up a plan themselves, draft up a set of orders for the section, and then execute a plan to, I suppose, achieve mission success. No one gets through this course on their own. Initially, teamwork is a massive thing. Taking ownership, learning from your mistakes, and showing a bit of initiative as well. If they deploy out to, say, the likes of Lebanon and stuff like that, like they are the section commander, they're the patrol commander on the ground, they are going to be the front face that are operating out in, say, South Lebanon and stuff like that. It's not going to be the captain, it's not going to be the lieutenant. So there's massive responsibility on them. Love the role. This is my fourth involvement with an NCO course. It's massive for me. I love it. There's a start. You know, you get an end product at the end of it.
Captain Joe Everett there. Well, two of the soldiers taking part in the course to become a non-commissioned officer took some shade to speak to you, Jamie.
They did, of course, Trooper Emer Walsh and Trooper Francois Olivier. They were standing out in the sun in their gloves and their helmets with their rifles on their back when I got there, being instructed on how to enter, clear and secure a building during wartime.
Trooper Emer Walsh. It's a very physical week because we carry obviously full gear and it's going in and out of rooms and up and downstairs. So there's a great saying, weapons, feet, eat, sleep. So that's the order that you do your priority of working. You learn to operate at that level though. That's the level you're expected to operate even if you are sleep deprived. I'm after doing 4 years and I'm after doing a lot of courses and two overseas trips. So this kind of just the next progression in my career because I have to be able to move on and do instructor courses on the courses I've already learnt. This isn't full equipment yet. There's body armour and ASACs to go on yet. This is the basic webbing. So this carries all like your ammunition. I have pelters and first aid field dressing and this. I was overseas. I did Lebanon in 2024. So they were interesting trips. They were one of the ones where Israel was across the border. So plenty of bunker time.
Doorway to the right. Doorway to the left. Route clear.
Trooper Francois Oliver, that's right. It's definitely going to be a tough week. All the weeks leading up to here has been tough. All the ground phases has been physically and mentally tough. It's all teamwork. One person can't do the job on his own. You have to trust the people beside you, in front and behind you as well, and that they're going to know exactly what they should do. They're always going to have your back and you're going to have their back as well.
How tough is this NCO course in general?
It's very tough. You're trying to do your job as a private, but you're also trying to go up the step, and it's a very physical course. We were on the ground the last 2 weeks, which means you're not getting much sleep, and it's a lot of walking. That is a lot of gear. It's very heavy, so your feet certainly suffer. Probably one of the tougher ones to get up to the next rank. This is probably one of the tougher courses. It's all about perspective. I actually enjoy this job, so I don't mind the bit of pressure. It makes you who you are, like.
There's been a couple of times where I thought I'd throw in the towel. It is physically tough. Every course in the Army is physically tough. It's robust. But this one is a bit more mental toughness there. You have to start thinking about the bigger picture here. It's not just yourself that you're worried about getting yourself through the day. You're worried about the 8 or 9 bodies behind you as well. You're trying to get them through the day as well, keep them safe at the end of the day.
The Army definitely shines in a bit of robustness into you. So even though you're physically and mentally tired, you still have a job to do, because your job keeps someone else safe and them doing their job keeps you safe, especially in certain environments like the overseas. You can't afford to be complacent, so we are trained in a way that will make us think not only under pressure but also act under pressure, because that is the environment we'll be put into.
Troopers Emer Walsh and Francois Olivier. Now, you were also at Collins Barracks in Cork City earlier in the day, where, as it happened, troops were saying goodbye to their families before being deployed to Lebanon, which obviously is a place of great conflict and great danger just at the moment.
That's right, Pat. So I met with the military press contacts at Collins Barracks that morning, and there were several soldiers walking around the base with their children, with their families. So I asked what was that about, and then when I was told, I asked if I could speak to any of them ahead of their deployment. Now, Pat, I don't blame them for not wanting to spend those last few minutes with their families, those precious minutes. So I spoke to Captain Paul Murphy.
On the square today, we have members of the 128th Battalion who are travelling overseas to Lebanon. What you would have seen is them coming in with their gear, and the last moment where, for quite a few of them, were seeing off their families, or the families were seeing them off. So then the lads were getting on the bus and simply going to Dublin Airport. Previous times where the situation was a bit more calmer in Lebanon, ideally what would happen, the personnel who were going to Lebanon would come out first, and they would essentially pass in Lebanon, let's say, in the airport, they would pass the personnel who are coming back home. But then there may be instances where the personnel from Lebanon come home first and they go back out. Let's say if you're talking about Cork, you'll go up to Dublin. There'll be a small bit of out processing. So essentially, we have passports, last minute checks, baggage, everything we need. And then you have to get the airside passes. As you can imagine, our personnel aren't going through your normal security checks and so on. They go out onto the runway, onto a chartered flight, and then deploy to Beirut. From there then, depending on the situation on the ground, as we see at the moment, there may be a bridge out, there may be certain incidences of roads being damaged through maybe artillery or maybe IEDs or different things like that. So they will find a route back down to the camp. The personnel who will bring them to the camp will have driven the road from UN Post 245 from Camp Shamrock up to Beirut. So they will have a good idea of the route on the way back down. It could take anything from when you leave Cork, it could be 12 hours on a really quick time, to 18 to 24 hours, depending if you need to stay in Beirut because there's quite a bit of kinetic activity. You go back 10 years ago, I suppose, when we had UNDOF, we had UNIFIL, we had Mali, we had quite a number of missions where we're deploying NCOs, deploying corporals too. And really, that's what you're trying to impress on the privates and the troopers. You're trying to make them understand that the training you're doing here today in Fort Davis, that is to try and translate to the area of Syria, to Lebanon, Chad, Mali, whichever, Liberia, all these different operational environments that we've been in. Morale is high, and I suppose proof in the pudding, and that is, you know, we have done a few smaller rotations where there's been logistics moves out to Lebanon, and there's been opportunities for personnel to return early on a limited basis if they needed to, and we've had very little volunteers because at this stage they want to see out the mission. They're out there to do a job, and as you can see, the training here that they're doing today is robust, and they're very competent professional soldiers. So our personnel morale is high, they understand the situation out there, but they also understand there's a job to do, and we have a huge history out there. We have decades of service in Lebanon.
And that was Captain Paul Murphy. And of course, we wish all the Irish troops in Lebanon a safe return and a safe sojourn for those just departing. Jamie, thank you very much for that report.
Thanks, Pat.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Timber Living Log Cabins.